Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Ed Vitagliano.
And welcome back to Today's Issues. I am now joined in studio by Steve Jordahl, reporter extraordinaire for OneNewsNow.com.
Bonjour. If you're going to use extraordinaire French-type language, I'll answer back in French.
What is it about French today? Abe Hamilton was on earlier. He said good morning in French.
Bonjour.
You lived in, your parents were missionaries.
Yeah.
You lived in Madagascar for how many years? You spoke
about 4 years in Madagascar, 1 year in France.
Yeah. So, and they speak French in Madagascar,
they do.
Right?
They do, yeah.
So you and Abe, it's legit. You know, when you speak French, I just I mimic it. You know, to do do the Pepe Le Pew thing, or I go bon ça va ça, bon. You know, and
you never know what you might be saying. Be careful how you do that.
That is true.
The French people are particularly, you know, picky about things.
My wife and I will be married 37 years. And she knows my routines backwards
imagine,
and forwards. So when I start doing the Pepe Le Pew thing, I just get an eye roll. So deservedly so.
I wonder if that was what it was like if you were like married to Robin Williams or Dick Van Dyke or some of these really funny comedians.
What does that mean? Some of these really funny comedians?
No, the professional comedians.
I
wonder if their family rolls their eyes every time they come up with these jokes that make the rest of us just, you know, howl on the floor.
Yeah, I don't know, but I got a lot of eye rolls with my in marriage and with my kids growing up.
And your kids, too, probably.
Yeah,
my kids are great at eye rolls.
And I can't wait to make my grandkids roll their eyes. So anyway, I got things. I've lowered my goals in life.
Good.
So that's what I'm looking forward to in life, folks. All right. Hey, before we get to some of the news here with Steve Jordahl, I do want to remind you, some of you remember this from yesterday, but AFA is asking our listeners to go to afa.net and to sign a petition. This has to do with the hugely popular Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. This, in our opinion, glorifies suicide. It is a shocking series, very, very dark, and might even make it an attractive option for teenagers who are going through difficult times in their lives, and that just kind of characterizes what it's like to be a teenager, especially in this country in 2018. Even the mainstream media has publicized the potential dangers of 13 Reasons Why. So what we are asking you to do is to take action. Now, AFA President Tim Wildman sent a private letter to Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, respectfully asking for a short meeting to discuss concerns about this series, and that request was ignored. The petition is demanding that Netflix pull season one of the series, 13 Reasons Why, and cancel plans to air season two, which is right around the corner. If you go to afa.net, you will see that top banner there. Click through. There's a heartbreaking video about a young girl named Anna Bright, 14-year-old, who committed suicide after binge-watching 13 Reasons Why. There is also an excellent and very poignant story about Anna Bright written by Rebecca Davis, one of our staff writers at the AFA Journal. And her story there, Anna Bright's story about her committing suicide. And we're not trying to kind of oversimplify things and claim that television, you know, all television programs are responsible for everything everyone does after watching them. But even a lot of mental health professionals are warning of the potential dangers. So if nothing else, we are warning our listeners to pay attention to what their kids are watching. But we are asking you to go to afa.net. That's afa.net. Please sign that petition. Let's get this potentially very dangerous series off of Netflix, 13 Reasons Why. All right. Well, let's shift gears, Steve, to something maybe a little lighter. What have you got?
If you, you know, a lot of people, one of their main investments in life is their home. They own a home.
Right.
Did you know that if you owned a home in San Jose, California, you are making $99 an hour in the amount that it's appreciating.
Really?
Yes.
$99 an hour? These
for
homes
an 8 hour,
are
for an 8 hour day. So the average home price there in San Jose is $1,078,000. And assuming that's an 8 hour workday, you would be gaining, just by sitting at work, your home is gaining $99.81 an hour. That would be about $798 a day in the eight day work week. That would, or 8 hour workday. And that would, be about $208,000 of income over a year.
Wow.
Just sitting, just your home, just sitting there.
So if you could pay your bills, somehow pay your bills and feed your family and pay your insurance, do all that kind of stuff, some way, you wouldn't even have to work. I mean, you're making $208,000. I know that's a little ludicrous, but
you would have to. It's not liquid capital,
right?
You know? But the other thing is, it's a little more expensive to live in San Jose. The groceries cost, the gas certainly cost more in California.
Right. Well, I just wouldn't go anywhere.
Well, it's
I'd eat ramen noodles, and you know, make my family eat ramen noodles, and sit there and make $208,000 a year, doing nothing.
Yeah.
What a great idea, Steve. Thank
you
for that.
There
you
go.
What else? What
and
else?
Ed's off to.
What else? Well, no, on that, let's stick to that story. You got. Was there? Oh, okay, that's
yeah,
the rich. Yeah.
So,
zip codes.
In conjunction with this, this is from Bloomberg. Bloomberg.com put out a survey of the richest zip codes in America. Now, San Jose. We were talking about how the price is increasing. But if you just want to know about where people are living, the richest zip code in the United States is 9021. It's not 90210. It's Miami's Fisher Island. It's located just off the coast of Miami. You can only get to it by ferry or water taxi, and it has a lot of very rich people. The this is for that one zip code. The zip code is 33109. The average income was $2.5 million in 2015.
That's the average income.
Income.
How much?
$2.5 million.
That is more than twice what I make.
That is.
A year.
That's right.
And really, it's really more than twice.
It's even $1 million more than the second place city, which was in the Silicon Valley, Atherton.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that far ahead? I guess if you're living on a little small island that you can only get to. I mean, you know, the riffraff can't come in and eat at your McDonald's or any of that kind of stuff.
I doubt you have a McDonald's.
Is this a city?
I'll show you a picture of the island.
It's a zip code, but is it a... Oh, well, that's a small island, though.
Yeah, it's got golf courses and everything. Instead of a McDonald's, they probably have a drive-through Sardi's.
Sardi's. I'm so locked out of this
drive
this income,
Ruth Chris's
income category. I don't even know what Sardi's is.
Well, it's a restaurant that I couldn't afford.
All right.
So anyway, but this is where the richest zip codes are, and they've broken it down by region. So in the north or in the eastern on the east coast. I'll just give you the top three of each region. Harrison, New York, actually leads the East Coast with an adjusted gross income of $976,000 per year. Then Gladwin, Pennsylvania, then Weston, Massachusetts, Far Hills, New Jersey, and Boston comes in number five.
Boston.
Yeah. So, and that's for the East Coast. If you wanted to look at the Midwest, the top is Kenilworth, Illinois, followed by Glencoe, Winnetka, Chicago, all Illinois, all Chicago suburbs up there. And then number five is Ladue, Missouri.
Hmm.
Six is Wake Forest, Illinois, by the way, Wake Forest, home of the
university.
No, it's a church.
There's no university in Wake Forest?
Lake Forest.
Ah, okay.
Lake
All right.
Forest. So then there's Miami, as we've done. And then on the West Coast, Atherton, California is the top grossing salaries.
Huh.
The average salary being $1,495,000, $6,000. Again, a little bit more than what I make in a year.
All right, you got something kind of quick here?
Yeah.
Down and dirty?
There's some interesting things going on, actually. Let me just tell you about, you know the term swatting?
I think you explained it to me this morning. I had not heard of it.
Swatting is where you call the police, you like dial 911 and say, this house down the road, I'm hearing gunshots and it's yelling and screaming and it's a lie, but they see if they can get the police out there, the SWAT team out there. Well, there's an international version of this game. It's being played by online gamers, they think out of Switzerland, and what they do is they send text threats to schools in America and in England to see, and they score points on how many evacuations and closures they can cause.
You know this, and we talked about this story a little bit in the story meeting this morning. You know, that is the kind of thing you are only going to stop once you put huge penalties on it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, first of all, kids and young men, mostly probably young men are the pranksters, but some young women, some young women I think might be mischievous as well. But there's just going to be no end to the kind of hijinks they're going to think up.
Yeah.
But these kinds of things are not only potentially dangerous, but hugely expensive for school. I mean, you're talking about having, you know, bomb squads come out or whatever the threat is.
They say that the first tweet that from the account that they noticed was in March 19th of this year, and it's the same day that 400 schools in the UK were shut down because of bomb threats.
And they think it was all from this.
They think it was from this. Recently, it was a school in Emeryville, California.
Wow. That's nuts. All right. Well, hey, you get one more quick story?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Good news. Alzheimer's. They have found a way to neutralize the gene, they think, that's causing Alzheimer's. So this has been carried out.
Kind of shut it off?
Yeah, it's the gene is called APOE4, and basically if you have one copy of this, you are double the likelihood of developing Alzheimer's. If you have two copies, the risk you have is 12-fold of developing Alzheimer's. So they took, using stem cells, they took genes from a person that had these genes in their skin cells, and they, using human cells, and this is good news because they're not going through the rat test, which doesn't always translate to humans.
Right.
This is with human cells, and they have found that they can stop or they can put to sleep this progress of this disease.
Wow, that would be phenomenal.
Wouldn't it be? 1 in 4 people carry this gene.
Wow. Well, that's good news. I hope this is something that can translate to some help for people in this country, you know, battling with that, because it's very, very terrible.
Indeed.
Very terrible
Indeed.
Disease
Indeed.
To watch someone to go through that, and the family members all around them. So
yeah.
We hope and pray that that will work out. So, Steve, stick around with us. Want to welcome to the program Bert Harper. I don't know if our listening audience knows who Bert Harper is. He's a stranger to our listening audience. No. Bert Harper and Alex McFarland, two of the most well-known voices on the program.
They know my voice, and they're glad they don't see my face.
It's
great.
I'm with you, brother. I have a face for radio.
They do see your face, actually. We're on
Oh,
Facebook
man. Okay.
Live.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's no close-ups, Bert, so that's a help.
Good, good.
So, Bert Harper is with us. Welcome, Bert.
It's good to be with you guys. It really is.
And then Brett Colley. All right. Brent, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me be here.
So what's this fishbowl thing? You guys are here to talk about the fishbowl retreat?
Yeah,
what's that all
fishbowl
about?
Retreat. It's a once-a-year event that takes place in October, which is Pastor Appreciation Month. And my wife, Jan, and I, we've been doing fishbowl for 20-something years. And I love to tell it, the first one we ever did after the Lord gave us the vision, Don Wildman wrote the check so all those young preachers and wives could come for free for 3 days and 2 nights. And now we do it with AFR behind us, and it's only $300 per couple for 3 days and 2 nights at Linden Valley Conference Center up in Linden, Tennessee, October the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And it is a retreat, Ed. It's not a conference. You know, you go to a conference, it's one meeting right after another, and you go with your tongue held out. It's a retreat where you have time to get to know one another, spend time with one another. And we call it fishbowl because those that have pastored and gone to Walmart, they know what it is to live in a fishbowl. They're going to check your card out to see what you got in it.
Well, now, we have someone else in the studio.
Yeah, we got two people that have been to more fishbowl retreats than anybody else, Brent and Mandy. And I wanted them to tell. Matter of fact, Brent will be leading the music. Mandy is Jan's assistant.
Okay.
Jan, a host, but Mandy's there doing all the things, and they do together, get ready for them. But I wanted them to share a little bit about what it was like to be at the Fishbowl Conference.
All right, so Brent, so you're a pastor?
I'm a worship leader, actually.
Worship leader.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So you live in a fishbowl too, don't you?
Absolutely.
But what does that mean? People say you live in a fishbowl. What does that mean?
Well, just like Bert said, you go to Walmart, everybody's looking at you. They're watching your kids in school. My kids, you know, have to be better than everybody else's kids because they're the pastor's
kids. And they are,
kids.
Right?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I got a girl and a little boy. They're perfect in every way, just like Mary Poppins.
Yeah, fishbowl. Now, I'll say this. My wife and I, we were in the pastor for many years, and we lived for 1 year in a pastorium. And the house owned by the church.
Yeah.
And we used to have people every once in a while come up and just take the garden. I had someone taking the garden hose one day, and I said, "Hey, what are you doing, brother?" He said, "Well, it's the church's, you know," and they would want to borrow, just come into the garage and take things, or they'd stop by, knock on the door, and come in because it's the pastorium. It's not yours, it's ours.
It's their house.
And so you do get that sense that you are in a fishbowl. So. Mandy, now that hasn't been any kind of a problem for you, has it? I mean, being under all kinds of pressure and
no, not at all. As he said, we're perfect in every way.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's a challenge and everything that seems like we do, but it's got its rewards too.
What's the fishbowl retreat? What has it meant to you guys? We'll start with you, Mandy. And
I feel like when we're in the field, when we're in our pastor, when we're in our churches, that we don't have a lot of time, just he and I, and this is a retreat. It's a retreat for pastors and their wives so that you can kind of reconnect and get your team back together, to say, and have some time to just unplug and recharge and get ready for it again.
Brent, how responded to these? How many of these have you guys gone to, by the way?
This will be our fifth one, actually.
Wow.
We were at the first one, Bert and Jen. We were in college, and they were gracious enough to allow Mandy and I. We were newlyweds and in college, so they let us come to the very first one.
And so you were in college, so Brent was only probably about 70 then.
Yeah, exactly. He just Brent. Bert was 70. I was just about 15, just really good, doing well. But we went to there, and we've been to some other locations, but the Linden Valley Conference Center is top-notch. The facilities are great. The food's great. It's beautiful. You can the schedule's pretty flexible, I think. There's lots of information. We're going to have a great guest. JJ's going to be there as our guest speaker this year, and it's just phenomenal. But you can sit on the front porch and look at the Buffalo River flowing by.
Oh, man. I like the Buffalo River.
It's great. It's a great place, and it's a great retreat. It's awesome.
Well, Bert, go ahead and give our listeners some information again for them, maybe website or how they can get more information.
Yes, they can go to repairingthefoundations.net and go to the link Fishbowl, and they can register online, and that will bless them and help them and it's worth it. It really is. AFA spends money on this. It costs more than $300 per couple for 3 days and two nights and the food and all the things. But Tim Wildman, when we looked at it, he said it's worth it to invest in pastors. We're not investing in their preaching. We're not investing in their leadership, their vision. We're investing in their lives, Ed. And I don't know if you know it or not, pastors are dropping out. And a lot of it has to do with the home life, the difficulty of the pastor's wife. And I know I came to the time in my life where I told Jan, I said, "Jan, if this is too much for you, we'll do something else in ministry. We don't have to pastor. But I am going to be your husband."
Yes.
If you pack, I'm packing and going with you, you know. I'm one of those that they're desperate to be with my wife. But she knew this was God's plan for us, and she has stuck it out. And so what makes it a good conference? We can tell them what they should have done, and Jan can tell them what she wished I'd have done, and it makes a fantastic meeting. And we have a lot of fun. You know, with J.J. Jasper there, Bert Harper there, Brent Colley there, there's going to be some laughing. And we're going to have another pastor that's going to be there and tell about his journey in the ministry, and his doctor that helped diagnose him with some issues in his life is going to be there to say, here are the warning signs of burnout, depression. So it's called ups and downs in the fishbowl, and that's what we want to do. We really want to minister to them.
All right, give the website
repairing
again, and then
the foundations.
We're going to finish with Brent here in just a second.
Repairingthefoundations.net. Get on there, fishbowl link, register today. We only have room for 35 couples, and I went to see Barbara, who is, you know, our lady here that keeps track of it. People are coming in inquiries, so you need to do it quickly.
All right, now, Brent, we're going to let you have the last word. I'm going to give you some, a minute or so, whatever. Speak to the churches out there. Church leaders who might be listening, or just members of the congregation who might think, you know, I think our pastor and his wife are under a lot of pressure, a lot of strain. We want to bless them. We want to invest in their lives. I'm going to give you a chance to make that case to them.
Yeah. Like Bert said, AFA really invests. It's a first-class deal. Everything about it is first class. The speakers, the place, the food, everything's great. But every year we go, we always find there's two or three, four or five pastors that the church gave this to them for Pastor Appreciation Month. Some come with low expectations, and they always way exceed their expectations. So whether you're on the mountaintop, it'll take you higher. If you're in the valley, I guararantee you you'll be encouraged by this retreat.
You've been five times, you and your wife, and this is going to be number six?
Exactly.
Number six. Well, we at least have one couple who thinks highly enough of the fishbowl retreat.
To keep going back.
Keep going back for more. One more time, give the dates and the website.
October the 9th through the 11th, that's a Tuesday through Wednesday, repairingthefoundations.net, fishbowl link.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. So, folks, check that out. Invest in the life of your pastor. I mean, I'm sure they'll enjoy a gift card to Chili's or something like that, but this can strengthen their marriage, but strengthen them for continued ministry in your church. All right, Steve.
We can end with this, I guess, because I'll add on. For 10 years, I was a worship leader, and the saying goes that when God kicked Satan out of heaven, he landed in the choir loft.
The saying goes.
It's not. I don't think it's in Scripture. Maybe the Book of First Opinions, but
yeah,
but
sounds like
but. That I cannot emphasize to you how much a retreat like this would mean to pastors. The things that they go through they just want to serve God.
They do, and sometimes they wind up in survival mode because you're talking about not only your own run of the mill. Regular daily struggles as mm-hmm. a married couple and a family, but now you've taken on the burdens of a congregation filled with those same kind of problems, sometimes even far worse. You are human,
mm-hmm.
and that strain can take its toll.
And for the wife, it's worse than for the husband in many ways, because the husband's fighting the battles there, and if they don't like the color of the carpet and it's a big thing, he could fight back. At least he can discuss it. He's in the game. She's just watching people attack her man.
Yeah.
And can't do a thing about it.
Yeah. So, folks, check that out, the Fishbowl Retreat. It's going to be worthwhile if you will invest in the lives of those who minister to you. All right. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today. My thanks to Fred Jackson and Sandy Rios, and to you, Steve Jordahl. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Folks, more great programming directly ahead on the American Family Radio Network. Bye for now.